Former Governor Ted Strickland holds up Cuyahoga County Executive Ed Fitzgerald as a great candidate, whose bona fides as an FBI agent and the man who cleaned up corruption in the county blend with his passion for the middle class.
And it's become very, very clear to me that he gets it, and he gets it done. He's someone that I believe the middle class, and not only the middle class, but those who are struggling to become a part of the middle class can put their confidence and trust in.
For evidence, Strickland cites the expansion of pre-kindergarten throughout Cuyahoga County and cites the county's new college savings program, one of the largest in the country. And he insists,
this election is about the future, not the past, obviously, as it should be.
Still, given the bitterness of the 2010 gubernatorial campaign, reporters were bound to ask Strickland about the past and the ongoing argument about just when Ohio's economic recovery started and whose economic policies are responsible.
I don't want to overstate things here, and I invite you to check the record, but I believe the recovery started in the last year of the prior administration. Unemployment decreased during that last year, about the same amount it decreased in the first year and a half of the Kasich administration.
Prior administration being the Strickland administration. And the numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics do bear that out. Unemployment dropped each month in 2010 from 10.6 to 9.5%. The next year, despite a spike for a few months, the numbers dropped further during Kasich's first year in office by another 1.4%. And Chris Schrimpf of the Ohio Republican Party says those are the numbers that matter.
I don't think you can look at it from job report to job report. You have to look at where was Ohio throughout Ted Strickland's term. And the fact is Ohio lost hundreds of thousands of jobs, and the unemployment rate was at its highest rate in 10 years. Since then, Governor Kasich has seen the job creation increase by 160,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate go down by almost a full 2 points. So you have a record of job loss versus job growth.
Schrimpf notes that Ohio's rainy day fund had dried up when Kasich took office, and he offers Strickland no slack for the Great Recession nor for other national economic factors during the two administrations. As for the arguments being from the past,
voters clearly held Ted Strickland responsible for what happened, and now Ted Strickland is endorsing Ed Fitzgerald, and he has to own the same record that Strickland had.
While Strickland is not running from that record, he insists Governor Kasich has created his own record, replete with new openings for Fitzgerald.
We're about 47th, I believe, nationally in job creation. And although things have been done by this current governor and by this current legislative body that benefits the wealthy and the well-connected and the well-heeled, average Ohioans do not feel as if they are benefiting from what the current governor touts as the Ohio miracle.
Not all the issues in this campaign are likely to be about the economy. Strickland is already talking about the war on women. Schrimpf takes a swipe at the scandal-plagued Strickland administration. But polls continue to show, as they did in 2010, that for voters, no issue comes anywhere close to the economy. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.